Sales are reportedly brisk at this year's Sundance Film Festival. That's not the tally from the concession stands. Scores of dramatic films and documentaries are finding eager distributors, which means they're that much closer to being seen in theaters or on television. Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell, movie critic for the New York Times, joins us from Park City, Utah, no doubt in après-ski boots of a very high order. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. First-time caller, long-time listener.
That's, we haven't had you on the phone in a while, as a matter of fact, have we? Well, we're glad to get even 5 minutes of your time out there in Park City, because I know you're busy. Let me ask, because I gather you've been particularly interested in some of the documentaries you've seen.
Because it's always a great place for documentaries, this festival. And then documentaries are treated incredibly well here, having been on the jury in 99. I can tell you I was so envious that I was not on the documentary jury. And envy, as you can tell, is still kind of registering somewhere in my voice.
Okay.
But there's so much good stuff here. And then a couple things have come from guys who sort of made their careers as music video directors. One of them would be Matt Mahurin, who has a great documentary called I Like Killing Flies about the downtown New York restaurant Chopsins. And it's an amazing sort of monument. I think it's kind of a movie sort of about food is art. Yeah. Kenny Chopsin sort of built this tiny little place in Greenwich Village into a monument to himself and the amazing kinds of foods that he's made. The tiny place has a menu of 900 items on it.
This is the place where no customer can order what another customer's having?
That's right. No cell phones allowed, and he will throw you out. No people, no party of more than four, or he will throw you out. And if he doesn't like you, he will throw you out.
And he's being run out of business because he can't afford the rent anymore?
Just the landlord wants the space to become too valuable. So it's about him looking for a new place, his family relationships, how the place got started. And it's really kind of wonderful because to see this guy basically bestride the earth in this tiny place and do what he wants to do and shoo customers away and get into arguments with his wife and children who listen to him sometimes and sometimes don't, but they're still stung by it. It's a great documentary about a great American character, and it has a sense of locale, which is one of the things I think I've actually come to depend on Sundance documentaries for.
Tell me a bit about the film at the other end of the food chain. Literally, is Super Size Me?
Yes, it will make a great double feature, those two movies. There's a director named Morgan Spurlock who decided that he was going to have a diet of nothing but McDonald's food for 30 days. And supersizing comes from one of his conditions that whenever he ordered from the restaurant, if they asked him to supersize it, he would happily concede. And by the end of his month, he's gained 30 pounds.
Oh.
He's in danger of kidney failure. At one point, that one of the doctors he's seeing compares this binge to Nicolas Cage and leaving Las Vegas, but he had no idea that fast food would have this kind of effect on a human being's body. He basically starts to sort of jones like a sugar junkie, and one of the things he shows at the end of the month, besides having gained this 30 pounds and kind of ruined his health, is that his diet for the entire month has been the equivalent of eating 30 pounds of sugar.
Elvis, what does it say that there is a filmmaker who is willing to bring himself, it sounds like, to the brink of death to get a film made about fast food? I mean, this isn't like someone who goes to Myanmar to bring back the truth about the military dictatorship.
I think what this really is about is anytime you have a documentary filmmaker who's sort of obsessed by a subject, you want to be involved with that, and his involvement becomes key to, I think, our level of involvement in the picture. And I think what is really important about Sundance is that it shows there's a home for American documentary, and then if a documentary filmmaker has a story that he's dying to tell, the chances are, in one of the categories at the Sundance Film Festival, they will find a place for him.
Oscar nominations are coming out on Tuesday, and you know, let's be real, NPR, and not ask, okay, Elvis Mitchell, who's up for Best Actor? But what documentaries do you think are going to be prominent?
I think it's kind of hard to tell about the documentaries because, you know, historically the documentaries that made the biggest splashes often don't get the nomination.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, last year, a couple of wonderful documentaries are nominated that have ended up rolling out, like Winged Migration and Spellbound. So I think we're at a great junction now where documentaries are kind of working as popular entertainment, and I think that's one of the things that is driving a lot of exhibitors and buyers to Sundance to look for the thing that's going to be that next Spellbound, the next Capturing Your Friedmans, and there's stuff around that just may do that.
Elvis Mitchell of the New York Times speaking with us from Park City, Utah. Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.